WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. In Egypt today, President Trump declared the war in Gaza over.
A new and beautiful day is rising, and now the rebuilding begins.
Correspondent Natalie Brand begins our coverage.
Reunited after 2 years of captivity. The 20 living hostages released today are finally embracing their families.
Thank you, Trump! Thank you, Trump!
Cheers erupted in Hostage Square in Tel Aviv as crowds gathered to watch coverage of the hostages' return and President Trump's speech before Israel's parliament.
This is not only the end of a war, this is the end of an age of terror and death.
Deborah Potta on the situation in Gaza.
The ceasefire deal is a lifeline for Gaza. Desperately needed aid can finally flow into the territory to help ease the dire humanitarian crisis. Days on from the start of the ceasefire, Gazans, deprived of basic necessities for so long, they are battling for every scrap.
Correspondent Rami Innocencio reports there is also a sense of caution in the region.
It feels as if there is a lot of hope, a lot of joy, but then the devil here, many devils, are in the many, many details.
California has a new law aimed at protecting kids from AI. It's a measure fiercely opposed by tech companies, Jim Crisula reports.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed into law first-of-its-kind legislation regulating artificial intelligence chatbots, defying a push by the White House to leave such technology unchecked. The law is aimed at protecting children from the potential dangers of AI chatbots.
Lawsuits have stemmed from the technology engaging in sexual conversations with teens and in some cases allegedly coaching them to take their own lives. The new law requires the platforms to remind users they're interacting with a chatbot and not a human. Flights have been delayed and canceled all along the East Coast as a nor'easter continues to pummel the region with high winds and coastal flooding. Still no deal on ending the government shutdown, as Caitlin Huey Burns reports.
We will see tomorrow when lawmakers return here to Washington whether enough Democrats are peeling over to support this bill or whether, as they have shown over the past couple of weeks, remaining very adamant that they get some kind of health care deal before agreeing to support this government funding bill.
On Wall Street today, stocks surged in the hopes there could be a trade deal soon with China. The Dow was up 588 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A backyard poultry flock in Racine County has tested positive for the bird flu. The State Department of Agriculture says the infected birds were put down to prevent further spread. People with backyard birds are being told to be strict about cleaning. The Ag Department is asking owners to report any signs of sickness in their birds promptly. Two new dogs might be coming to help fight crime in Racine. The city's Finance and Personnel Committee tonight will consider a proposal to purchase two new police dogs, Draco and Jenny. Both are 15-month-old Belgian Malinois. The dogs would cost $10,000 each, with funds coming from the police department's canine donation account. That meeting starts at 5:30 tonight. From food pantries to homeless shelters, dozens of Racine County programs are getting new funding. The Racine Community Foundation is giving almost $600,000 in grants to 20 local organizations. Groups like NAMI Racine County, Lutheran Social Services, and Vivint Health will use the money to expand mental health care, prevent homelessness, and improve health services. A small kitchen fire in Kenosha was sparked when someone tried to dry a wet pillow in an oven. Black smoke was seen going through the second floor apartment of the building on 60th Street. Fire crews quickly put out the fire, warning that ovens should only be used for cooking food. No injuries were reported. Franklin police warn a multi-state burglary ring is targeting Asian business owners. People are being urged to stay alert and report any suspicious activities as crimes continue across multiple states. The Brewers and Dodgers kick off the NLCS tonight with Game 1 at 7:08 p.m. The Dodgers have the highest payroll in the league, Milwaukee one of the smallest. On TV, the game will be on TBS and HBO Max. We'll have pregame on WRJN starting at 6:30. It's a seven-game series with Game 2 in Milwaukee tomorrow. A possible Game 5 would be back in Milwaukee Saturday. And Racine's two-sports star Lamont Hamilton is committed to Minnesota. The 6-foot, 170-pound athlete shared his intention to play for the Gophers next football season. He helped lead St. Cats to a title last year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers meet for Game 1 of the National League Championship Series at AmFam Field. The last time the Brewers made it this far was in 2018, when they lost in seven games to this same Dodgers team. The Dodgers then advanced to the World Series, but lost to the Boston Red Sox in five. College football. The Badgers, with another poor performance, losing 37-0 on homecoming to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Fall camp, I would tell you that we were in a better place. No, we're not better than most of the people or maybe anybody right now that we're playing.
NFL, the Packers over the Bengals, 27-18. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs led with five receptions, 18 carries for a total of 150 yards and two touchdowns, even though he had the flu.
I really don't know where it came from. Just kind of woke up this morning just not feeling my best. I told him, I said last time that I felt that way, I had 130 and two touchdowns. So it is what it is.
That's Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, more clouds and a low dropping to the mid-50s. For tomorrow, some sunshine returning, a few clouds in the afternoon, high mid-60s. Rain chances are back for tomorrow night and on into early Wednesday. A high right around 60. Currently at 62 degrees.
Lord, for the nighttime. Forget the day. Chase it away. I get a relaxation. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. Give up on tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Let's say happy birthday to the Legal Pad, which turns 136 years old this year. Let's give you everything you never needed to know about the Legal Pad. A company called the American Paper Pad and Paper Company, or AMPAD, claims to have invented the Legal Pad in 1888. A young inventor named Thomas Holly made the tablets from cheap leftovers or sorting from paper mills. The scribbling professions quickly adopted his low-cost lined pads, and the Legal Pad was born. What about the iconic yellow Legal Pad? Well, one story is that it was devised specifically because yellow was thought to be a color that stimulated the intellect. Though hard to verify, dark text on a light background is generally considered optimal for reading. Yellow tends to be easier on the eyes than a harsh white background, a fact that 3M took to heart when they invented the Post-it note. And that's everything you never needed to know about the Legal Pad.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. But I
can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the
that I'd die. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Don McLean, American Pie on WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. How about your Green Bay Packers? Packers with a good win over the Cincinnati Bengals yesterday in a game you heard right here.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Packers, you can hear them all season long, and this week they're going to kick off against the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday, 3:25, the kickoff. Pre-game at 1. Packer football brought to you locally by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Union Grove. By Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Papa John's Pizza, Royal Construction LLC, The Lanes on 20, Anton Painting, Jeff Constanzo LLC Home Improvement, and by Vessel Services. See the full season schedule online at WRJN.com and go Pack.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli. For over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRJN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Moment. Wow.
news and timeless hits from the Drifters on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Now, this one sounds like an urban legend, but it's absolutely true. One of the band members of this next group, his mother invented liquid paper. That's right. Michael Nesmith's mother invented liquid paper. It's the Monkees and Valerie on WRJN. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. You know, we have teamed up with Racine County Eye, right? We formed the largest local news team in Racine County, so you can catch breaking news and headlines here on WRJN and dive into full coverage at RacineCountyEye.com. Together, we're strengthening our commitment to local news. In fact, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A backyard poultry flock in Racine County has tested positive for the bird flu. The State Department of Agriculture says the infected birds were put down to prevent further spread. The highly contagious and often deadly H5N1 virus spreads easily, often through contact with wild birds or contaminated gear. People with backyard birds are being told to be strict about cleaning. That includes hand washing, equipment cleaning, and isolating new birds for 30 days. The Ag Department is asking owners to report any signs of sickness in their birds promptly. A South Milwaukee judge has stepped down after being charged with falsely swearing on election paperwork. JS Online reports while prosecutors say Judge Kelly Martika mainly lived in Racine, not South Milwaukee, no charges were brought over residency. The issue involves signatures on her nomination papers, some allegedly certified under false pretenses. Judge Martika faces misdemeanor charges that carry possible jail time and fines. She won her last election by a very slim margin. She maintains that she did nothing wrong and called the probe intrusive. From food pantries to homeless shelters, dozens of Racine County programs are getting new funding. The Racine Community Foundation is giving almost $600,000 in grants to 20 local organizations. Groups like NAMI Racine County, Lutheran Social Services, and Vivant Health will use the money to expand mental health care, prevent homelessness, and improve health services. The foundation says the grants reflect its mission of strengthening the community through sustainable support. Big money versus small market. That's one of the stories tonight when the Los Angeles Dodgers face your Milwaukee Brewers in Game 1 of the NLCS. The Dodgers boast the highest payroll in the league, while Milwaukee is one of the smallest. The Crew did sweep the Dodgers during the regular season. The game starts tonight at 7:08. On TV, you can watch on TBS and stream on HBO Max. Pre-game will take over the traditional WRJN airwaves at 6:30. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, more clouds and a low dropping to the mid-50s. For tomorrow, some sunshine returning, a few clouds in the afternoon, high mid-60s. Rain chances are back for tomorrow night and on into early Wednesday. A high right around 60. Currently at 62 degrees.
Here, Diane Carlson is Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
Well, it's good to talk to you again, Kurt.
Yeah,
welcome back.
It's been a while. Thank you.
Yeah. So the buzz this week includes a regular downtown event that is just another fine example of collaboration.
Okay.
So first of all, Vintage and Modern Books on 6th Street is the epitome of a community meeting place, a good neighbor, an art space. They've been there a little over a year, and they've already accomplished so much. Everybody should just keep an eye on the events that they host. And in particular, they have a weekly visit from Racine's writer-in-residence. This season, Christy Hoff is our writer-in-residence. I think I've mentioned before that writer-in-residence is an art root project. Mm-hmm. It focuses, it spotlights, and develops literary talent. The writer-in-residence posts a blog each week, which... Again, if you want to take some time, go back. You can see them all the way from the very beginning at RacineWIR, as in writerinresidence.com.
Okay.
Christy has a special interest in health and wellness, so she makes a stop at a related location on the last week of the month to that interest. But the first 3 weeks of the month, which includes this week, Christy visits Vintage and Modern Books on Tuesdays. She's there from 12:30 to 2:30 for an open session. Anyone interested in more information on writing, writing groups in Racine, even if it's performing or publishing, you're welcome to come and hang out with Christy at Vintage and Modern Books on Tuesdays.
Okay.
She has information about local groups for writers, applications for the next writer in residence, and other information. Our Racine-Kenosha area has a very dynamic literary scene. We often focus on the spoken word and the poetry aspects when you and I talk, but all forms of literary expression are welcome to learn more during these sessions with Christy, and she will have, of course, a special emphasis on the writer-in-residence. The collaboration between Christy, the artist-in-residence program, the writer-in-residence program overall, ArtRoot, and Vintage and Modern Books, it's another example of how special and vibrant our arts community is here. You can learn more about the whole program at same website, racinewir.com, or of course, follow our website with our calendar to learn more about all the local happenings, racineartscouncil.org.
And that's tomorrow at what time again?
From 12:30 to 2:30. It's just an open house. Drop in on Tuesdays and have a chat with Christy. Learn more about everything.
All right. RacineWIR.com or RacineArtsCouncil.org.
You got it.
Okay. There she is. Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Yeah.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Are you like me? When your kids were little, did you take them to the Betty Brin Children's Museum in Milwaukee? We did. They loved it. And tomorrow morning on the Don Rosen Morning Show, Don is going to talk with Stacy Bartsch, the VP of Brand Experience at the Betty Brin Children's Museum in Milwaukee. They're going to discuss their new Northwoods exhibit. Check that out tomorrow morning with Don Rosen on the Don Rosen Morning Show, brought to you by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-822-1598. That's 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598.
WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5. Then, it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we're going to feature the class of 1961. It's all coming up on WRJN.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind. She's no one's lover tonight with me. We'll be right back.
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Get me gliding through this world of